This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of new albums by John Cougar Mellencamp and Dave Alvin. They're performers who write songs about the working class and the dispossessed.
This past weekend, Willie Nelson presented the third of his Farm Aid concerts, shows featuring rock and country performers designed to raise money for failing farms across the nation. John Cougar Mellencamp and Dave Alvin both performed at that concert, and both have just released provocative albums, Mellencamp's The Lonesome Jubilee and Alvin's Romeo's Escape. Mellencamp is the primary victim of what might be called the curse of patriotic rock. Ever since Bruce Springsteen recorded Born in the USA, any rocker who mentions America in a song lyric is doomed to comparison with the boss, as well as to humorless analysis by critics eager to find the next voice of the rock and roll working class. To his credit, Mellencamp has resisted any temptation to pontificate. His last few albums, and certainly this new one, aren't flag wavers or flag burners. They deal with political issues only in the sense that the lyrics dramatize lives that are increasingly shut out of rock songs. Lower middle class and poor people, two groups that don't fit into the big business perspective that has dominated rock since the mid-70s. Here's a good example of what might be called John Cougar Mellencamp's politics by implication. It's a meat and potatoes rock song called Hot Dogs and Hamburgers.
Just a kid, met a pretty little Indian girl along the way. Got her into my car and tried to give her a kiss. I'll give you a peace and warmth, whatever it takes, yeah, to make you trip. She jumped into the back seat, she kind of flipped her lid. She said, "Johnny, it's something for nothing, like the pilgrims in the olden days." Sun went away, and I realized it was sort of an honor being around this girl. I felt embarrassed at what I tried to do earlier that day. She was the saddest girl I ever knew. She told me stories about the Indian nation, how the white man stole their lives away. And although she kind of liked me, she could never trust me. When the sun comes up, we go our different way. Choice between hot dogs and hamburgers. Every one of us got to choose between right and wrong and feeling it up.
John Cougar Mellencamp from his new album, The Lonesome Jubilee. Another rocker with something on his mind besides party time is Dave Alvin, who's been a member of two outstanding Los Angeles bands, The Blasters and X. Alvin's new solo album, Romeo's Escape, is the rock equivalent of a Woody Guthrie record. Alvin is obsessed with the romance and tragedy of the hobo, the uprooted, and the small-time musician on the road. This is a limited worldview that Alvin makes exciting because he's an exceptionally good songwriter. Even more than Mellencamp, Dave Alvin's images are terse and evocative, full of vivid scenes in the lives he describes. Here's a bit from Jubilee Train, in which the wordplay combines with a tough rockabilly rhythm to give life to the outcast that Alvin admires.
Heard about a Jubilee train.
Dave Alvin from his new album, Romeo's Escape. Neither of these records are great ones. Mellencamp could use more humor and Alvin more of a voice, but there's no denying the emotion in their songs or the compassionate ideas behind them.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.